Yeah, good morning, guys. I heard you earlier talking about those pre-game rituals. Well, when I played cricket, I had a few that I'll share with you. The first one was, even if the captain or coach had to speak before an innings or before a game, I used to always open the batting. And even if he had to, I'd put the headphones on. I just say, I can't listen because I'd had two songs I've got to listen to before I go out every time. First one was U2, It's a Beautiful Day. And the second one was Lose Yourself by Eminem. Then I'd go out. So I would, before I go onto the ground, touch the bat with the hit the left pad, hit the right pad, wait for the other team to enter the field first, then go on. Then when I would go to bat, I would, before every ball, I would go off the pitch. I would hit my my bat with my left pad, then hit my right foot with my left pad, left foot with my right pad onto the ground, and then onto the pitch. And then I would have to tap my bat 3, 5, or 7 times.
Jeez.
Mate, you're confusing me. Mate, you would have confused yourself a few times.
All this?
On my back foot, and then I'd look up, and then I'd have to say, watch the ball. Or he's about to bowl, and then every ball I would do that.
Wow, that's weirder than Steve Smith.
Even one stage, I saw a sports psychologist to try to get that like extra little edge when I was really, really serious back in the day, and he told me one stage, about 6 months.
Hang on. So you're playing club cricket and you're going to see psychologists?
Yeah, well, I was playing. I was on the cusp of first grade in Perth of like.
Hang on, Jono, have you got something for us? A sting, something. He's just said he's on the cusp of first grade in Perth.
I was trying my best.
WA too, fast bowlers. It would have been putting them around your ears.
And at one stage, I used to, for 15 minutes before every game, I'd go out and I would imagine hitting every shot in the book to the boundary from both ends of the pitch. It'd take me 15 minutes. So you imagine the sledges. When I got out there,
place
the first ball. I'd always
have You have a good night. You're chatty this morning, mate. You're up and about.
The first few balls, the other team would just give it to me. Playing more shots than in the game than out here, boys.
Well, I'll tell you why he's up and about.
Can't mention loss. You can't get.
What, his winner yesterday?
Oh, yes, yes. I thought you were going to talk about the swimming.
No, I was talking about his winner yesterday, $11.
Oh, yes, $11.
Well done, Bradley.
Thanks, Jono. Oh,
last stride. Yes, got there, Jeff.
It was a good win. Just quickly, before we get away from the Brad Davidson segment about the cricket, Fun Star. Now, returning this weekend in that surround, very excited to see her back, and who knows where she can end up this preparation.
Yeah, exactly right, Dave. I know you've got a big rap on this filly, as does everyone. She comes such a big way in that first preparation, such a long way, and she'll be back this weekend, and you'd have to think hard to beat, although she's going to have some great opposition with Flip and Co. there. Once she gets out a bit further as well, she's going to be a force to be reckoned with, you would imagine, this autumn.
Tiako Shark is back in Sydney, and Kementari trolled yesterday.
Yeah, fascinating to see how Tiako Shark goes in the Chipping Norton this weekend. Obviously did so much in the spring. And, Kementari, found the line very well in that trial yesterday. He might be back, I think, at the end of the Sydney autumn and then into the Queensland winter carnival.
And what are you backing today at Gosford with that money from yesterday?
Race 7, number 9, Jamara there.
Jamara.
Good each-way bet here. The last horse to beat, She's Ideal. She's Ideal's won 3 straight, and this horse touted up in the country grade beforehand. Lovely trial in between. Puts itself on speed. Should be hard to beat.
Mate, look forward to talking to you tomorrow.